Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Popping Off about pop culture. I'm your host Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
And today we're just getting into all things Oscar nominations. And I don't say that happily because I don't like these nominations. I don't, n namely the Barbie snubs, but you know, I'm not alone on that. Before we get into my Barbie rant, do you have anything you'd like to go over?
We can start with the rant, I suppose. Seems like you need to get some stuff off your chest.
Listen, I do because the Academy literally proved the point of the Barbie movie. Literally proved it by giving Ryan Gosling two nominations for Best Supporting Actor and Best Original Song. Even Barbie the movie is nominated for Best Picture, but how are you not going to nominate Barbie herself? And then you're not going to nominate Greta Gerwig, the only female director who has ever directed a billion-dollar movie. How?
Okay. I have a lot of things to say. I agree like 75% with you.
Just say misogynistic and move on.
Exactly, I am. I don't think Margot Robbie was snubbed. I really don't.
Why?
I've seen majority of the movies of the other people who've been nominated against her. It's like Margot, and here's the thing. Margot Robbie was never gonna win. What, so we should just nominate her for award because we want to nominate her? She had no chance in hell of winning. I think the other nominees are great. Also, every time somebody brings up that argument, what about America Ferrera?
She's best supporting.
I know she's nominated,
Yeah.
but like everyone's leaving her out. Like, we should be happy for her. Let's lift her up.
Well, yes, no, I'm very happy for America Ferrera. That's
Right.
actually where I was, what I was gonna say next.
But
Yeah, she deserves that, but like,
Also, like, Dua Lipa was not going to get nominated for an Oscar.
I'm shocked that she didn't though, because she
Am
was
not in the slightest.
I mean, I don't feel like that was like a complete snub because I don't know. I mean, like I love Dua Lipa. I love literally every song she makes, but like I don't
Yeah.
know. It didn't like hit me the same way the other snubs did.
You got to remember that Oscars people are hoity-toity. You got
I
to remember
know.
this.
I know, but
Like, they're all old white people. I
it
mean, not all of
just
them. Now they're getting a little more integrated.
Yeah, okay, with Keke Palmer, and that's about all we got.
That's so silly. But I will say the best director snub was so uncalled for. And like, cheers to the Oscars for nominating one female director. Okay, but like, is there a cap? Can we only nominate one?
There
Like, I don't
must
understand.
be.
And like, these are all great people who are nominated, right? Like, I'm not saying that they're like undeserving. But like, Greta Gerwig, like that movie, and like, obviously she's getting nods in her production and her writing, right? But like, this is the second time she's got nominated for her writing and her like production, but not her directing. And I
And
just feel like that's very, that's like a very bold take. It's very much misogynistic. Why are we not acknowledging her for this part of her work? Because this movie would not have come together without her production, her writing, and her directing. Like,
yeah.
same with Little Women.
Why, yeah, why can't she be all three? I don't understand. Like, is it the Academy's like mission to make people upset? Because that's what it really seems like. They want people to talk, they want people to rant, just like I'm doing right now, and they want people to make a big fuss about it so then people watch or don't, I don't know, or don't watch. I don't fucking know. But it's just so frustrating after the year of Barbie, like the year of women, really, that like we're still getting like pushed to the side for what? All of these like mediocre men?
I mean, there's only one person who was pushed to the side, and that was Greta Gerwig. And she still has, I mean, Barbie still got eight nominations.
I know.
So like I guess I like don't buy into the theory that Barbie's like getting pushed to the side or that it's misogynistic. I think the director category is a little bit misogynistic, but the rest of it, I guess I don't like buy into that theory. It doesn't seem misogynistic to me that Barbie's not getting nominated.
I
Like
just feel like
it feels unfair to the other female directors and writers who were also nominated and didn't get nominated. And you know what I mean?
yeah.
It just feels it feels disingenuous to only act like Barbie just because it's the most popular. Is getting snubbed when, like, I mean, I think the biggest snub is still Charles Melton.
Oh yeah, that is also a snub. Oh my
That's the
God, I
biggest
forgot
snub.
about
I
him.
don't think Zac Efron was snubbed. I'm gonna be
Me
honest.
neither. No, me neither.
I saw the movie, loved him. He did great. Was he snubbed? Look at the rest of the actors and tell me that Zac Efron belongs up there.
I
Stop.
said he could have gotten a Golden Globe, but not an Oscar.
Right. Yeah. Like,
No,
he was not bad, but like, was he a for
he was
sure Oscar
incredible. I
runner?
mean, not incredible, but he was great.
Yeah, I agree. And like, when you look at the other people, like Leonardo DiCaprio didn't even make the cut this year.
No, he didn't.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I just feel like the entire point of Barbie is just so, like, I mean, there were so many messages. I mean, it was all about feminism and taking on the patriarchy and everybody's equal. And I feel like if you're gonna nominate Ken, you have to nominate Barbie because, like Ryan Gosling said in his statement, there is no Ken without Barbie. And, like, I get it. Okay, Ryan Gosling, he was chef's kiss in that movie. Okay, I loved him, thought he was great. But the center of it was Barbie and all of these feelings that she carries from all of the women that she is supposed to be modeled after.
Right. But like it's they're not in the same category. You know what I mean? It's like you can't really compare one getting nominated or another. They're literally in separate categories. Like if it was one category for best actor and it was women and men and everything in between and Ryan Gosling was nominated and not Margot Robbie, then I would say like, yeah, that's bullshit. But like we're not comparing the same things.
Why do you want to fight with me?
Listen, as somebody who has watched so many films this last year, I have a lot of opinions about acting and everything. Like, I guess I don't think that like Margot Robbie was above and beyond anything that the other females who were nominated were. And I don't think just because the movie was about feminism means that it needs to be nominated.
Well, I disagree. Because I just think that if all these other people got nominated, if the movie itself got nominated, then she should have gotten nominated. I mean, and we agree on Greta Gerwig. Like, I still
Yeah,
am just
absolutely.
like, what the fuck is that?
I mean, like in the nominees, like you had some sh like for actress, right? Most people thought Margot Robbie was going to be nominated, but in like my opinion, I think like Margot Robbie doesn't first of all need to get nominated, not that anyone needs to, but like when you look at the other people, you have Lily Gladstone and you have Emma Stone, the two front runners the entire season, right? They were for sure nominees. And then you look at the other ones. I would say Carey Mulligan was also a sure shoo-in. I refuse to watch Maestro because that movie looks horrible.
I've heard it's really bad.
And then I've heard a lot of good things about Sandra Hüller. I still haven't seen Anatomy of a Fall. The only one that everyone's pissed about is Annette Bening in Naiad. However, Celine Song in Past Lives, I think, should have been nominated even ahead of Margot Robbie. So it's like, even if you like change some of these nominations, I mean, I don't know. It's like, it's hard to say like deserved, especially in the category when it's like, when you're saying that, you're taking away from other women.
No. Not
You are, though.
necessarily.
You are.
I just want her to be included.
But like, why does she need to be included? She's nominated for Best Picture of the Year. Like, she produced the movie, helped produce the movie. Like, she is included.
I think she needs a standalone nomination. I'm really happy though that Lily Gladstone is the first Native American, is the first Native American woman or just like Native American person that's been nominated for an Oscar.
They've been using the phrase woman, which makes me think that there's been a male nominated at some point, but
Okay.
I'm not for sure.
Okay.
But
Well, that's still really big. I haven't seen that movie, so I'm not like 100%. I mean, I'm I'm sure she's great in it, but I just don't know what it's about. Yeah, I'm not like a big movie person like Steven is. I just know what I like and I watch it.
I mean, if we're talking about a real snub, I can't believe she wasn't nominated for Babylon. Now that was a snub. I don't know. I feel like Barbie has enough nods, and I don't think that her performance was as much of a standout as it needed to be for her to secure a nom and a win. Like I would have loved if
I
she
don't
was
think she
on
would have
there. I would
won.
not be. I exactly. Then why do we need to nominate her just to be included?
Because I want her to have the nomination.
That's not what feminism is about.
I want her to be included. I don't want to take away from anyone else that's in this category. Just
But it would have.
tack her on.
And it's just like if she wouldn't have won, she doesn't need the nom. She's already been nominated for two Academy Awards, and it's like she wasn't gonna win anyway. So it's like a pity nom because we should be like because we liked Barbie.
I wouldn't say a pity nom either. I would say a deserved nom. I think we're just gonna have to agree to disagree.
Yeah, Greta Gerwig absolutely snubbed. I just don't think Margot Robbie was snubbed. I don't know. And
Greta
it's like
Gerwig, though.
And here's the problem with the people being like, well, Ken, and I'm just Ken shouldn't be nominated. Well, it's like, that's like on the writers and producers' fault for giving them this role that, like, I mean, if I don't know. I do think that Barbie should have had her own musical number if they didn't want people to love Ken so much.
There's a good point.
That's kind of like a, you know, it's like more of a writing problem. I don't think it's a problem of perception because, like, I see a lot of people saying, like, see, you all just like Ken the best from this movie, and that's like, and it's not like a problem of perception. I mean, that's kind of how the movie was laid out to be.
Yeah, because I mean, Ken was really funny.
He was the comedic relief, had his own like montage musical scene. I mean, you kind of made him the star of the movie. That's not really my fault for seeing it that way. It's the fault. It's the fault of the movie. But I do hate that take too. But that's separate from what you're saying. It was just a side note.
Well, who do you think is gonna win? Like the big categories.
Okay. Best picture is going to be Oppenheimer.
Oh God, can we get over Oppenheimer? Never seen it,
Here.
don't care to, but good
I have a
God.
lot to say about Oppenheimer. Okay. I saw the movie and I liked it. But I'm going to be honest, I fell asleep during it.
Well, it's like 3.5 hours long. I would have
I did see
too.
it after I had already seen Barbie. It was like the double feature.
Oh, we did Barbenheimer. Okay.
So, and I was just like, I'm just tired, you know? And like, was it a bad movie? Not really, but it was 3 hours long and kind of dull. So like, I just feel like Oppenheimer is like not gonna like age that well. I feel like nobody's gonna give a shit about Oppenheimer in like 5 years. Now, I do think people will go back to movies like Poor Things, people are obviously going to go back to Barbie like forever. And then
Yeah.
like Killers of the Flower Moon, I think people are going to go back to that. But I really don't think people are going to go back to Oppenheimer. I could be completely wrong, but that's my opinion. Like, who's going to care about that? By the next time Christopher Nolan releases another movie, nobody's going to give a shit about Oppenheimer.
Just like no one gives a shit about the one that, what was Harry Styles in?
Oh, God, that movie was
Dunkirk.
bad.
Yeah, Dunkirk.
I hated that
Literally
movie.
only saw it to see Harry Styles and hear him speak maybe four lines
Yeah.
and watch him eat toast. That was it. It
Wild.
was great.
I think best director is gonna go to Christopher Nolan as well. I think best actress is going to go to Lily Gladstone.
I hope so,
However,
actually.
I really
Or
want
Emma
Emma Stone to
Stone.
win. I genuinely thought Emma Stone was better, but it's like it's hard to compare because it's like they're such different roles. And like I can't be mad. Lily Gladstone was so good. Like she was the star of the show. So, but like I slightly want Emma Stone to win a little bit more. But
Just
anyway.
because you're such an Emma Stone stan.
Exactly. And like they both have been winning like the awards like tit for tat. So it's like hard to really judge. I don't know. And then best actor, I'm gonna go with Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer. But I would not hold out on Paul Giamatti for the holdovers. I don't think
Okay.
anybody else stands a chance. Best cinematography. I can't really talk on that. I don't know. I still fully don't understand what cinematography means. Like I like kind of think I do, but I don't really know.
Doesn't just mean like the way the movie is filmed.
Yeah, but it's like how do I guess like sometimes I like have a hard time distinguishing that between like editing and directing and like lighting even
Oh,
sometimes. You
yeah,
know what I
okay.
mean? Like
Yes. I
I'm
understand what
like,
you're
is that
saying.
more, do I like the editing better or do I like the cinematography? Is it the direct? You know, I'm a little
I,
thrown off.
yeah, okay, I understand.
Okay, what else we got? These are
Supporting
like in random
actor.
orders here. Supporting actor, I think, is going to go to Robert Downey Jr.
Oppenheimer's gonna sweep.
It's also nominated for the most.
Oh, well.
I just don't think anyone else is going to win that category. I don't know if I think Robert Downey Jr. has been sweeping, if I'm right. I don't know.
What about supporting actress?
Supporting actress, I think it's going to be Divine Joy Randolph. I don't think she has competition.
Did you ever see The Color Purple?
I still have not seen it.
Okay,
I
me
kept meaning
neither.
to see it and I just like missed it.
Yeah, me neither. Oh, side note, did you know that Danielle Brooks, Sterling K. Brown, and Niecy Nash are all cousins?
Oh my God, I screenshotted that. I meant to talk about it, but I totally forgot. That's wild.
Isn't that? I said, wow, what a family full of talent.
Two cousins getting nominated for Oscars, one just winning an Emmy.
Yeah, oh my God.
Insane. I think we got most of the
Yeah, the big
nominations.
ones.
So let's, what awards is Barbie gonna win, do you think?
I
Barbie's
think, I actually think that Billie Eilish will probably win for original song.
right. And I think she deserves, if I'm being
I
honest.
do too. Actually, I do too. I know I kind of like rolled my eyes last time we were talking about it when she won the Golden Globe, but
Right.
no, I've changed my tune.
Listen, it just annoys me that she won the other one because I do not understand how she won her last Academy Award. Like, I really, like, it blows my mind
I know.
that
I
she
don't
was
know
even, like,
either.
nominated. So, like, that's, I think, why, like, in the back of my head, like, what the hell?
Probably.
But for this one, I mean, come on. She deserves it. I wish I wasn't saying that.
No,
But,
yeah, but I agree.
and then, I don't know. They could win, like, costuming or
I
something,
would say like set design.
or like production design, costuming, that kind of stuff. But I don't know. Poor Things could also win those categories.
I need to see that.
Like, there's like the, it's very unique. I don't know how to describe it. I don't really have words for it.
Okay, it's like you haven't seen a movie like that before.
Right. And like, there's the
Okay.
way the set is and everything. It's like very surreal. Like, it's interesting. It kind of reminds me of like old Hollywood, the way they film things. But they still use like visual effects, but I don't know. The sets were just different than what you're used to seeing in like a big movie.
Okay. Yeah, I'm always looking for a show or a movie, mostly a movie that is like not anything I've seen before, because all we have is reboots and sequels and prequels, and I just like I get like disinterested.
I keep telling you, watch the holdovers.
What's that about?
Oh my God, I tell you every single time, and you're like, oh yeah.
You do?
We just talked about this on Saturday. Okay, so it's about a teacher who teaches at a boarding school, and all the kids go home for Christmas
Yep.
break, but he has to see.
Got it. Thank you. Yes, you did. I know. Sorry, I
This all the
really do.
time, and you're like, oh, that sounds good.
I think I just like forget the name of the movie, but I do remember you telling me the plot.
It's genuinely so good. Divine Joy Randolph. I can't wait till she wins her Academy Award.
Oh my God. Yeah, I only know her from The Idol.
She's funny.
She was really good in that, though. She was honestly like probably the best character.
Yeah, I
I
don't. I
mean, she didn't
didn't
really have much
watch it, so.
competition, but yeah.
Yeah, I just. This Academy Awards is just gonna be like an Oppenheimer sweep. And it's just like really. Why? I don't get it. I don't get the Oppenheimer hype.
I don't either. And I just feel like Christopher Nolan, not that he made, I mean, like, not that he makes like the same movie, but the same type of movie. So it's always like expected from him that he's gonna make a war movie. It's gonna be sometime in like the 1900s, probably. It's just very predictable. And I don't want that.
I do think that's a big oversimplification because you're
Probably.
ignoring like Inception and Interstellar and Tenet, like sci-fi movies,
Hey,
like
guess
The
what?
Dark
Did
Knight.
hey, didn't know he directed those. Hey, guess
I
what?
think he only has two. I think he only has two war movies.
I've said this before, everybody. I'm not that big into movies. I know what I like and I watch
I'm
it,
sorry.
okay?
I was just I'm not trying to call you out like that, but like that's like a criticism of him that I don't think is true. I don't think his movies
Okay,
are like predictable. But anyway, we can move on. Let's
well,
get you
okay,
set up.
maybe I retract that just a little bit, because
Yeah.
I only know Christopher Nolan for war movies, and he only has two apparently.
Yeah, he wrote like The Dark Knight.
Oh,
Like with Heath Ledger,
I
like
was
he
gonna say
wrote
with
that
Heath Ledger.
movie.
Okay, never mind. Sorry, Christopher Nolan, for disrespecting you like that. I thought you were just kind of like a one-trick pony, but I guess you're
And like
not.
Inception, remember that movie?
With
Leonardo DiCaprio.
yeah,
Yeah. And then he
oopsie.
and Interstellar.
Hey guys,
I'm sorry, anyway.
didn't know anything about
She's like, I
that.
take it back a little bit. I still don't want him to win these awards,
I don't,
but
cause I'm over war movies.
he's definitely not like a one-trick pony.
No, he's not. I'm really sorry, Christopher Nolan. I'm just so bitter about Barbie. I really am.
That's fair. I don't really think I have much more to say. I am really sad though, because like, I mean, Dua Lipa probably still will go to the Oscars, but like, I wanted to see her all dressed up and like performing and like, I don't know.
I know. Oh my God, are we gonna have to see Ryan Gosling perform? I'm just kidding.
This man does not want to, so I don't think
No,
so.
God. When
But like,
wait.
I kind of want to see him do it.
Me too. What award did he just win, though? And now it's
Was
like
it
a
the
meme.
SAG or the Critics' Choice Award?
Critics' Choice, yeah, because the SAG hasn't happened yet. Yeah, and like now it's a meme, like where he was like really like shocked that he won, and someone was like, in this moment, he just realized he's gonna have to perform at the
I saw that.
Oscars. So maybe so, maybe so.
That's yeah, I really want him to perform. They should just do like a whole Barbie like montage. I don't know.
I really
They
hope
haven't
so.
been doing a lot of performances lately, I feel like, at the Oscars.
No. I don't really remember what was last year's was
With last year
nominated.
with Beyonce? Or was that the year before?
Yes. Yeah, where she opened with on the tennis court.
Because like
Okay.
I feel like when I was in like I'm just trying to think of when I would watch it like in high school and stuff, I feel like the songs of the years would always at least get like a performance. Or like
Yeah.
at least half of them would perform, you know?
Maybe it's just people like not willing to do it. You
I
know,
guess. But you
I
think
don't know
like all if
why.
it's a musical, you think all the people would want to do it. And then like I
Right?
do remember like La La Land, like John Legend ended up performing and not Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone.
Yeah.
But which like makes a little bit of sense because he was also in it and like can sing really well.
Yeah, like he's like an actual singer.
But like Ryan Gosling's got to be decent.
I mean, he can definitely carry a tune.
Because like I'm just thinking like he was in the Mickey Mouse Club and then he's been in like he's had like two musical moments. Like well he was in La La Land, the whole musical movie, and then he was in Barbie where he had like a musical moment. Like he's got to be able to at least like sing fine on stage, right?
If not, just fucking lip sync. Who
But also
cares?
I'm just Ken, like you don't need to sound great.
No, you really just have to like be silly like you were in the movie.
Yeah. But I did really want to see Dua Lipa perform, and like now that's not
Yeah.
gonna happen.
She's performing at the Grammys though, so don't even worry about it.
Yeah, she can perform Houdini though.
And I fucking love Houdini.
Well, I love that too, but I do want to see a performance of Dance the Night.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not ready to let it go yet, but I guess we kind of have to.
Yeah, I guess this is our farewell.
But I guess like I did expect it to get nominated, but like I'm also not like shocked, you know?
Yeah. I agree with you about that.
It's just 'cause like I mean, it doesn't do as much for the movie as the other two songs, and it's like it's hard when you have three songs from the same movie, like splitting votes, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, like, if it had to be the Billie Eilish song, then like, I
I think we
guess.
talked about this before. I can't remember if it was on the podcast or not. And I don't know if it's even true this year, but I hate when songs get nominated for Best Academy Award for original song and they're in the credits.
Yeah, you said this
Did I say
yeah,
this last
last
week?
week. Yeah, you used the Rihanna song for Black Panther as an example.
That was just like the most recent one I could think of. But like,
Yeah.
I need a for something to win an Academy Award for best original song in a movie, it needs to like do something to the movie in my
I
mind.
agree. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's like, what's the point? It's just a song.
Yeah.
Like, you could use any song at the end of any movie.
Right.
So it's like,
Exactly.
I feel like people only do that to get nominated for Oscars.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was just like a little side note again. I don't
Yeah.
even know if there's, I don't know the other songs, to be completely honest, in this category. So,
I don't think I do
so
either.
it's okay. But I'm pretty sure Becky G is nominated.
Wait,
I think she.
what? Becky G dancing in the shower. Remember that
Think.
song? Where is
Yeah, Flamin' Hot. Oh,
Becky
no,
G?
the Fire Inside from the movie Flamin' Hot. Like, you
And
couldn't nominate Dua Lipa instead of her.
she sings that?
I've never heard of that movie.
Me neither.
It also, like, what? I'm like looking. This song was not nom. Oh, it's a Diane Warren song. That's why.
Oh.
Of course it is. Oh,
Oh,
poor.
oh. Oh, this is kind of interesting. So the movie is Richard Montanez, the son of a Mexican immigrant, was a janitor at Frito-Lay when he came up with the idea for Flamin' Hot Cheetos. His creation, inspired by the flavors of his community, revitalizes Frito-Lay and disrupts the food industry. Interesting. I didn't even know that was a thing.
You know, I'm not big into like brand movies, but that sounds kind of interesting to me.
Right?
Like, I'm
Yeah.
not gonna go fucking see Ford versus Ferrari and all that shit. Like, no, forget
Yeah,
it. But like, you know, a little immigrant man who came up with Flamin' Hot Cheetos, I can get behind that.
Eva Longoria directed it? No way. Where's this movie
Yeah.
been?
Nowhere, because I just looked at all of its award nominations. It hasn't been nominated for anything. SAG, Critics' Choice, anything.
Oh my God.
So, I don't know how you skip all those and make the Oscar, but
Just the song, though.
whatever. Oh, it's a Hulu original. Came out June 9th.
Oh,
So it's been around for
wow.
a long time. Wow. I knew nothing.
Me neither.
I cannot believe we live in a world where Becky G has an Oscar nomination, though. That's kind of insane.
Love that. Oh my God. The best thing Becky G ever did for her career was just focus on Latin music.
Oh my God, absolutely. She's so famous.
She's huge in that community.
Yeah.
Well, any last words?
Not really. When are the Oscars?
March something? They're usually in March,
Right.
like the beginning of March. Are you gonna tell me? Google, when are the Oscars? March 10th, 7 p.m. Eastern.
All right, we got a long time from there, so we'll see.
The Grammy Awards are February 4th. I
Oh my
didn't.
God, is that that's like in a week?
That's. Yeah. Oh my God. I thought it was after the Super Bowl.
Is nobody
No.
talking about this? Oh
Yeah, what the hell? Oh my God.
my God, I need to know if I work. Anyway, that's not really a conversation for the podcast,
No.
but you guys can know. But wow. Well, there's just been so many freaking award shows. How
I
can I keep track?
know.
Oh shit, I work. I'm gonna get that switched.
Damn
You
it.
know that's
Yeah.
right.
You always work out during the Grammys.
I work like most Sundays. It ends up just or like half the Sundays. So we'll see. I already gotta get other stuff. Anyway, this is not important.
Yeah. Anyways, you guys can find us on Instagram at Popping Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a follow, a 5-star rating, anywhere you can do that. Tell your friends, tell a family, tell a stranger on the street. And oh, just read today that Austin Butler is working with a dialect coach to undo his Elvis accent. So Hooray for that.
Yeah, that was gonna be my toast slash roast. Like, I don't know if it's really a toast or roast, but since we're not doing that, I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
It's really embarrassing for him, but thank God that era is over.
Yes.
Side note, do you see the pictures? Do you see any clips of him from Dune?
No.
Well,
Well, I
look
know
him
what he
up. He's
looks like.
hideous. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he's like fully bald. He has like no
And like
eyebrows or
white,
anything.
like bleached white.
Yeah, he's scary looking. Looks like an
Anyway,
alien.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It probably is an alien. I don't know.
He might be. Okay, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.